I do not think there is a single street in the city that gets more crowded and backed up than Canal Street during rush hour. It is absolutely insane. On the bright side, I feel like this is something that doesn't happen very often, if at all, but today I have a very important Saturday morning business meeting. It is way too early and I was up till 4 a.m. last night. I am a big proponent in only sleeping 5 hours a day and somehow getting away with it. Except today, I think it caught up with me. Meeting went very well. Things are good. I'm excited. I can't talk about what I'm excited about yet, but just know, I am very excited. This is so cool. Oh my. Look at that. Look at this view. Okay, I am on top of an office building in Soho right now with one of the most amazing, wonderful views I've ever seen in my life. I mean, this is not gonna do it justice at all. This wide angle lens is absolutely terrible to show you how beautiful this is, but you have my favorite building in the world. I will live in you. One day very, 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 very soon. I've given myself like 5 years to have a one bedroom in that place and 25 years to have a full floor penthouse in that place, because that costs like $23.5 million, which is not cheap. But a one bedroom is only 2.9. So that's a lot better. It's still absolutely ridiculous, but I mean, come on. Look at what you're getting. Now that I'm actually living here, some days I wake up and I sort of take how amazing this place is for granted. But being up on the roof and being above everything and seeing just how crazy and wonderful and awesome this city is, wow. Okay, this sort of sucks. I don't know what happened, except the next three clips have absolutely no audio. So here I'm talking about how we went to Barney's the other day. I'm talking to Joe about stuff at Barney's and also talking about how my friends bought 150 pairs of Ultra Boosts at Barney's. And then we went into the store and looked at a whole bunch of shoes at Barney's. I remarked on how the prices were really, really good and how there was no more Ultra Boosts because my friends bought 150 pairs of Ultra Boosts. So also, these shoes are really ugly. Okay, there's not too much left at the store, so we're just gonna be conservative and only buy 20 pairs. Okay. Seems reasonable to me. I feel so bad for the employees. They need to find every single one of them. Like, these are only right shoes. They need to go back into the storeroom, remember what sizes we have, and find all of the boxes for them. Guys, I'm so sorry. I didn't come up with a stupid inventory system. Your manager did. Get mad at your manager. You're not buying those, are you?
No, these are so bad. Look at this. It looks like you stepped in like a, what was that old cell phone? Singular Wireless logo. It's horrible.
I am starting to think that this is being picked through solely because of my video. Because I've had like 5 people come up to me in the store in the 3 minutes that I've been here and tell me that they saw my video and that's why they're here. I mean, it's good that you guys are getting deals, but I sort of wanted to buy more shoes.
Oh, and we also found 2 pairs of Golf LaFleur Converse for $30. This is what I'm saying, these are literally the best prices on earth. $30.
It's not too much, is it?
Nah. I think you underestimated your opportunity here. I think, how many pairs is this?
I don't know exactly how many pairs this is, except literally all of these shoes was $880. The original retail was $3,700.
Oh my god.
$3,700 down to did I say 800?
Yeah.
880.
$880.
$3,665 down to $880.
That's got to be a record.
It's the best thing. You can't.
What didn't we get?
Everything is on sale up there.
All right,
Tom.
See ya.
See you soon, buddy. Okay.
Enjoy your measly one pair of shoes.
Thank you, Tom. The gift. I'm giving the money back.
Bye.
Bye.
Number one that I would like to make, you guys are the best people on earth. Point number two I would like to make is you guys are the best people on earth. I was looking for a pair of Reebok sneakers that sold out everywhere, sold out online, and then I had like 25 of you guys tell me that they're sitting in a sneaker store in the meatpacking district. So point number three, you guys are the best people on earth. You guys were not lying, they actually have them. Look at this. I don't even know what retail is on these. What is retail on these? $139. Fingers crossed they have my size. I probably need even a 13 in these maybe, but they have them. They also have these questions, which are really, really cool. It's like this all over really long-haired gray suede cream midsole and then like a light pink color on the laces. I've never seen anything like these, and I've never actually owned a pair of questions in my life besides the Sneakers and Stuff collaboration, which is very fitting that we are inside Sneakers and Stuff right now looking at these. I don't know if these are like some special release or just a GR, but I've never seen these before, and these are pretty nice. Biggest size they had was a size 9. This is a GR, general release, all over the place pair of Reeboks, and I cannot find my size anywhere in the... What is happening? You know what? I'm just chalking this one up to fate not wanting me to have shacknosises. It's probably good. Like, when am I gonna wear them? It's a circular zebra pattern on a shoe. I mean, they're nice, but still.